Oh, this is an honor, and I feel privileged to be part of welcoming Gloria Anzaldúa. The poem that I'm going to read is a response to Gloria Anzaldúa's work, and when I read Borderlands, La Frontera, it helped me put together some things, because for me, my father is from Aguascalientes, Mexico, and my mother was a German war bride, Maria Kramer, and I got a little mixed up sometimes and ended up living on a lot of edges. So what I'd like to do is to read a poem that helped me put some things together. And after reading Gloria's text, I began to see that I too am a mestiza. So this poem is a response to Gloria's work and a grateful acknowledgement of the influence she's had on my writing. The poem is called Swimming Borders. Swimming Borders, a response to Gloria Anzaldúa's poem, To Live in the Borderlands Means You. You are the crosser, swimming borders, el río, and above you, the bridge, your hair, bright red. Whatever you dream as you swim is holy, a shred of your heart which you offered many times to la migra, which you gave over and over to a white world backstroke. Pero, when you live in a world of borders on the edge, on the river, you learn how to sink into dark holes, spend time in trenches, slide your brown belly alongside the dark thing you thought was your enemy, something slithering on the underside of your soul, yourself, loose, the dead skin you've tried to crawl out of. Keep swimming, you tell yourself, and you are a woman swimming alone. Fish hands, cold mujer, whose only desire is to leave the dark shore edge of the other side shining. River, your mouth taking the shape of a rose sangre, beating dark in your cant, la perdida. You are the dark one, wounded bird, ya, con alas. You are rising, tender wings. First flight out of the swollen water. Thank you. Thanks. And now, if you'll help me give a very warm welcome to Gloria Anzaldúa.